Thank you for joining us.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to another weekend. I'm Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's
good.
My favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
You know, the bugs aren't bad. The bugs aren't bad yet. It's nice.
Yeah, that's true.
It's nice outside. And yeah.
I have great news. My pool project is getting done. Oh my gosh, I was so nervous. I was like, and I mean, I love Thatcher Pools and they are a great company and we've been dealing with them since the day we started with our pool, since the day we built our pool, they put it in. But I also realized that they're very, very busy and they cannot control the weather. And so trust me when I tell you, I have a huge weekend planned around the pool for the 4th of July. And as I was looking at that green swampy water and all the pavers removed and the concrete broke up, I was getting a little bit nervous.
I can see why.
But they were here yesterday. They got all the water pumped out. They got it all ready for the new. We had to put a new cover on. And because I think I told you about that, but when they used to do pools 22 years ago or whenever, 21 years ago, we put this in. When you had those electric covers, those roller covers,
right.
They were on like a steel bar on the back. And they've realized now that steel's not the best material to use when dealing with chlorine and water. You know, over time, it rusted and then gave way, right? So it broke in a few places, which then tore up our cover. And then I wondered what was going on with our cover. So they came to replace it to find that. And I thought, oh, no big deal. They'll have to put a new steel bar in. Nope, they don't use that anymore. So now they use like a some sort of a heavy-duty composite material. But the frame doesn't just go on the back. It goes the whole rectangular pool, which means we had to take out all the concrete.
Oh, my gosh.
To change out. I know it was a major remodel. It wasn't exciting. Scott voted for filling in the pool, but I overruled that decision.
So, yeah, there's a cost to doing that too.
There is, yeah, and kind of a heavy duty one. So yes, it wasn't. I mean, we really, you know, people talk about how expensive in ground pools are. We really haven't felt like it has been. We felt like it's been worth every penny we've invested. So this is the first time we've done a major investment in the pool. And well, hopefully the last time, right? Hopefully this will last for the next 20 years.
22 years is a pretty good run.
Right, right. And when he said, let's fill it in, I'm like, we just have a grandbaby now. So, yeah, that's not happening. Sorry.
Veto power.
Veto. That's it. So it's getting done. So I am now feeling very confident that it will be all complete for my 4th of July party, but I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've had some work done on the homestead as well this summer, and I had it, you know, in my mind planned out, you know, spread out throughout the summer.
Yeah, and it's all getting done at once.
They all came the same week, the contractors.
Oh, well, that might be good, though, because just get them all in there working like a busy bees and get it all cleaned up at once.
No, it was stressful while it was occurring, but it's done. So, yeah, all good.
Oh, good. Good. Good, good, good. So did you have a hard time getting contractors? That's what I would like to know.
For the work I had? No.
Yeah, good.
And actually, the schedule was accelerated. I expected that it would be, you know, maybe a couple months before they could get to me. And they go, oh, no, it'll be 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, see, that's what I was, that's where I was going with this. I feel like as I'm calling, you know, plumbers and HVAC guys and flooring guys, I'm feeling like I am getting pretty quick turnaround times. So I'm happy about that. But I also, I also wonder, does that mean that they're not as I mean, obviously it means they're not as busy, right?
Yeah, it must be, you know, but if I think people are getting caught up on a lot of this stuff that needs to be done with their homes. But that's just my perception of it. And maybe it's the calm before the storm, too, because Mayo hasn't actually erected the structures.
Correct.
So all the, you know, busybody contractor work that's going to be electrical and plumbing has yet to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although a lot of those commercial contractors are different than the people we would be calling into our homes. But in general, I've been seeing some pretty quick turnaround time, which is great. And, you know, I've mentioned this many times on this show, but believe me, after 26 years in this business, I have contacts. So if you say to me, who can help us clean our house? You know, who can help us do the clean out move? Who can haul the stuff away? Who can put in new carpet? Who can paint my walls? Who can change my light fixtures? Just call me. I have contacts, good people. And because I've used so many different ones, you know, there are some that I highly recommend and some that I maybe don't recommend. And I feel like I've gotten to know who does a good job, who's very fair, who actually charges you what they quote, you know, all those kind of things. So, yeah, never hesitate to call me if you need a name or a number.
That's recommendation. A huge help, especially, I hate to say it, the who not to call list may be just as important as the who to call list.
Yeah, and I don't usually, you know, I don't want to
slander
anybody, but if somebody says, would you recommend Andy Brownell to lay my carpet? I'm going to say, absolutely not. But you know what I mean? It's if somebody asks me a specific person that I've had a bad experience with, I'm not going to lie, but I'm certainly not going to throw anybody under the bus.
Sure. No, I understand. But that's that kind of information is extraordinarily valuable when people, you know, when you think about how much money this kind of work costs.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's crazy.
And it's not like it's undeserved. The people who do the work
do. Are you kidding me? I watched them when they had to take the concrete around my pool. I used a local company and in Wabasha, and they were so good. They came up three or four guys with jackhammers and out there working all day long, breaking up that concrete and then hauling it all away. So, you know, he gave me his bid. His bill came in very close to it, maybe $100 more. But I mean, I watched how hard they worked, right? So I thought it was very fair pricing and I got very, you know, quick service. So very happy.
And as you have pointed out, doing this kind of thing to your most valuable investment is extremely important.
Yes.
As far as when the day comes to sell it, if it's been well maintained. And the other part of it is if you do it piecemeal like we're trying to do, you get to enjoy what you added to the property.
Exactly. I have a girlfriend that has a, you know, very typical two-story home over in Southwest Rochester. And she probably built it, I don't know, 25, 26, 27 years ago. And so everything was what was in style then. And I kept telling her, if you guys are ever going to sell this, you're going to want to start making these changes and you might as well do them now while you can enjoy it. So she did a complete kitchen redo a couple of years ago, took all of her oak cabinets out, took out her Formica countertops, took out, you know, whatever she had, right? And got that whole thing redone and it just was beautiful. And then just recently she did her master bath and she had the, you know, no offense because it was in style then, but the like dark hunter green tile floor and around the tub on the wall and the great big huge garden tub that could fit all four of her kids at once, you know, like that kind of thing. And she had that remodeled. And honestly, I know what they spent to get the work done, and I know that they will get double that in increase in value if they were to sell their house today. So definitely a great investment. And also, like you said, they're the ones enjoying it now. So it's great.
Okay. Well, Robin, we have to take a quick break. We'll do that and come right back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everybody. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM on our Saturday morning chat. Robin, and how are things out there in the marketplace, I guess?
Good. So, believe it or not, pending sales beat expectations both in April and May, even though mortgage rates hovered around 6.5 and the inflation hit a three-year high. So this is good news.
It is.
Yes.
It's nice to see the doom and gloom headlines countered.
Yeah, and it's pending sales up across the country. Okay,
sure.
Signed contracts were up 3.8% between April and May and up 4.8% year over year. And according to the National Association of Realtors, that is above the 1% increase that was being forecasted. So, I mean, three times, four times, five times above. So this is good. Month over month and year over year, pending sales have been increasing across the U.S., and that's from NAR data. And the Northeast experienced the biggest jump between April and May with an 8.7 increase, followed by the Midwest, up 8.1%. The South was up 1%, and the West was barely up a 0.5%. But everybody was up. Nobody was down.
I had read an article, too, over the, I think, the past week or so, that in the Midwest, the old Rust Belt areas are seeing a real resurgence because, guess what? You can buy property there fairly cheap.
I was just going to say affordability.
Yeah.
Affordability. Okay, so let me just shift gears here. The 10 markets that are seeing the strongest surge in pending homes. First of all, the Midwest led in existing home sales monthly gains in May, up 6.4%. The trend will likely continue given the region also saw pending home sales rise 8.1% last month. So this region continues to offer some of the nation's most affordable home prices at a median of $336,300. So you are spot on. Several of the Midwest markets were among the metros posting double-digit yearly increases in contract signings, according to Realtor.com. And the 10 markets that saw the strongest surge were number one, Kansas City, Missouri, up 20.1%. San Antonio, Texas, up 15.7%. Ready for this one? Minneapolis, St. Paul, Bloomington, Minnesota, up 13.9%.
Wow.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, up 11.4%. I had two calls last week saying we're moving and taking up residency in Florida. It's all about the taxes, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So Louisville, Jefferson County, Kentucky, Indiana, up 11.2%. Cincinnati, Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, up 10.1%. Nashville, Murfreesboro, and Franklin, Tennessee, up 9.4%. Milwaukee and Waukesha, Wisconsin, up 8.7%. Virginia Beach and Norfolk, Virginia, North Carolina, up 8.2%. And Richmond, Virginia, up 8.2%. So there you go, 10 metro markets where the pending sales have increased by 8% or more. And that's year over year. So that's really good.
It makes you wonder when you read these national headlines and whatever publication it may be, are they seeking out analysts who are pessimistic?
Well, you know, we've talked about this before. You can make numbers and statistics work any way you want, because I've talked about how it is true that affordability is a real thing, and the average age of home buyers has gone up by a lot. You know, we're not even seeing as many young home buyers as we were when I started in the business 26 years ago, right? It's shifted. We're seeing people either wait longer because, well, and another thing, they're getting married later. You know, these days of getting out of college and getting married right away, having kids later, maybe not even in the same order. Maybe they have the kids first and then get married. I mean, it's just a different world, right? But it is true that more young adults are living with their parents as housing costs rise. I mean, there is data proving that the total number of adults under the age of 35 who are still living with their parents has hit a new record of 25.2 million as rising house costs continue to prevent homeownership, right? So, and they could rent elsewhere, but I'm guessing they're trying to save so that they can eventually buy and not have to rent forever.
Yeah.
We escaped that, Andy. Your kids are all settled in their own homes. My kids are all settled in their own homes. So we're the lucky ones.
Yeah. I love my kids, but yeah, the idea.
Anybody who knows me is just going, oh, you talk so tough. They know my kids could move in tomorrow and I'd be thrilled.
Well, you're not going to say no.
Of course. I would actually be thrilled. I spend as much time with them as I can. They're probably more like, yeah, heck no, Mom. We need a break.
But you know, when you talk about the affordability too, it's funny because if you actually take an honest to goodness look at the numbers, it's not the home prices that have gone up. They have followed a fairly steady inflationary track. It's the healthcare and the education expenses.
Exactly. And the lack of housing in their price range.
True.
Okay.
True.
So it's what's holding them back is not a lack of qualification. They can afford to buy houses. You know, I mean, as far as income, it's not a lack of employment. It's not that. It's that there is a lack of housing that they can actually afford.
Yep.
So, and that's just the lack of inventory in general.
Yeah. Locally, what I know we've made some progress, but we're still thousands behind what's projected to be needed.
Oh, absolutely. Well, again, 25% of Rochester residents are renting. 25%. Yeah. That's a big number.
All
for
right.
Us, for Rochester. Yeah, for sure it is.
It's a shift, too, from our generation to this generation. It's been considerable. Okay, we'll take a break. Come right back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everybody. Saturday with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And Robin, you know, I always want to ask you if we have some listings we can talk about today.
We do. We have listings all over the place, we have everything from million plus houses all the way down to very, very affordable $200,000 condos. Okay. So we've got a little bit of everything, but the one I want to start with, because I'm so excited about it. Anybody who's familiar with Wabasha knows that right below the bridge, there used to be, back in the day, Big Joe Flour Mill, okay? And that was such a waste because this beautiful big piece of land right on the river was a flour mill. Well, that's long gone. Part of that property is the National Eagle Center, which, hey, while I'm talking about the National Eagle Center, there's going to be a lot going on there today because it's the National Eagle Day. So if you're looking for something fun to do, there's going to be a wood carver guy. There's going to be food trucks or I think the Lions Club is making walking tacos. We've got some presentations and some speakers, but it's going on pretty much from 10 until 2 or 3 in the afternoon. There'll be fun activities. So if you're looking for something fun, go to the National Eagle Center in Wabasha today. Wanted to plug that. As a loyal board member, I want to plug it when I can, right? But 225 Lawrence Boulevard, upriver from the Eagle Center is a gorgeous big condo building. I mean, they are the most beautiful condos with a view of the river with a dock. Now, every condo doesn't have a boat slip because there are 27 condos in the building with only 9 boat slips. But my sellers have one of those 9 coveted boat slips.
Oh.
All right. They also have 2 parking spots in the garage below, and they have some storage in the garage below. Gorgeous unit. This place is big. It's 2,040 square feet, and that's all one level, and it's an end unit, so it's got 2 full window, well, actually 3. There's the back side that's facing the back, but 2 full walls of windows facing the river, and being the end unit, there's only the 1 connecting wall that doesn't have windows. So it's a very bright and open condo. You know, some of the units are interior, and so they only have 1 wall of windows looking at the river and then the other wall out front. But this one's great, and it is turnkey. They will leave it furnished. It's beautifully furnished. It has 3 bedrooms and 3 baths, and it has upgrading. Talk about upgrading. It's got the beautiful white quartz countertops. It's really nice. Please call me if you're interested at all. It's $850,000, and
is
amazing. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I would have thought more than that. That's amazing.
Yeah. No, it is amazing. And, you know, life in Wabasha is pretty grand. You know, I promote that 100%. Anyway, I love Rochester, too, and I probably spend more time in Rochester, but I do have a house there. So 804 14th Avenue Southwest, we have a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, just under 2,000 square foot house with a 2-car garage. And this one is $429,900.
Okay.
We have 2443 High Top Place Northeast, so just across from Century High School over in that neighborhood. This one's a 4-bed, 3-bath, 3-car garage. And it was built in 2002, sits on a 1/3 of an acre, and this one is $595,000. So that's a deal.
Is that Century Hills?
That's Century Hills.
Okay.
Yep. And we have a really nice 1-level. It's not 1-level. It has a lower level as well, but a 0 entry is what I'm trying to say. Like,
sure.
No steps whatsoever coming in from the garage or the front door. And this one is 692 Shardlow Place Northeast in Byron. It's a 3-bed, 3-bath. Almost 3,000 square feet, so it's a good size. If you want to downsize but can't give up all your space, this is the place for you. Built in 2022, so feels like brand new. These folks also have a home in another state, so they've never even lived in it full time. And you can tell when you walk in, it feels like you're in a model. And it's an end unit as well. And not only is it an end unit, but there's a big gap between this unit and the next building because you know how they'll do like a parking pad for visitor parking?
Mm-hmm.
That's next to it. So it gives it a nice big side yard space as well. So that's really good. And did I say that's $469,900?
Okay.
Out in Summerby. All right. And then 811 Broadway in Wabasha is a really unique place. It's a 4-bed, 2-bath, 3,100 square foot house with a 5-car garage. This was built for a couple and then their mothers. So even though it's one house, there is a door dividing one unit. So each unit has their own kitchen, their own bathroom, their own bedrooms, their own living room, but could easily be converted to just a great big house for a big family. Or it could even, you could even put in a fire door with there is a separate entrance, and it could literally be a duplex very easily, you know, a legal duplex. So yeah, it's great. And that is only $409,000.
Oh, gosh.
5-car garage. 1961 Fieldstone Road Southwest is 5 beds, 3 baths, 3-car garage. And this one is a split entry, large split entry, sitting on, again, a 0.28-acre lot. So nice-sized lot. $529,900 for this one, built in 2009. We've got a very affordable, very nice condo out in Pine Island. This one is 1023 Petra Court Southwest. Two beds, three baths, two car garage, and it's $224,900.
Wow.
I'm excited about this one, St. Mary's Drive. I told you this last week was coming soon. Well, Now it's available for showings, and we have a couple scheduled for today and a couple scheduled for tomorrow, and hopefully it's not going to last long on the market because that is such a sweet place. 3.5 acres of heaven out there. It is just a great spot. Four beds, three baths, two-car garage, and we've got 3,286 square feet in that two-story for $725 on those beautiful 3.5 acres.
And so close to the city, too. I mean, you are
so, gosh, so close, so close. And when you drive out there, you realize how fast and furious they're putting in that Del Webb community. Wow.
Oh, that's
the dirt
right.
is being moved. There, yeah. It is moving out there. All right, how am I doing for time?
We could do a couple more.
Couple more? Okay. So I have 807 Washington Avenue in Wabasha. That one is the house that has three beds, two baths, and a five-car garage for $285,000. And yes, it is still available. Crazy, crazy, crazy. 1800 13th Avenue Northeast. Never mind. That one we sold. We don't need to talk about that one. Okay. 1734 Juniper Lane Southwest. This one is a four-bed, two-bath, two-car garage, 2,300 square foot split right across from Hart Farms for $464,900.
There you go.
That's just a little sample. We've got a lot more, you name it. And if we don't have it listed, we can certainly still help you with anything that's in the MLS. If you're thinking about putting your house on the market, curious what it would sell for and what that process would look like, there is no obligation to have us come in and talk through that. So anything I can help you with, contractors, suggestions, information of anything at all related to real estate. You want an in-ground pool? You want to ask me about that? Whatever you got to talk about, call me. I'm happy to help. And my cell phone number, if you don't have it memorized, is 507-259-4926. And I'll tell you, like I tell you every week, I'm thrilled to get your phone calls.
All right, Robin. Enjoy the rest of this summer weekend, and we'll check in next Saturday.
I'll be busy at the Eagle Center.
Okay. This afternoon, fun times there. Get a walking taco.
I will.
Okay. Thanks, Robin. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM at 96.